This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's military says it has recovered the bodies of 6 hostages from an underground tunnel in southern Gaza. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lana reports.
An Israeli military spokesperson listed the names of the 6 hostages for reporters on Sunday.
Lori Danino, Alex Lubnov, Almog Sarusi, Hirsch Goldberg-Polin, Carmel Gat, Veden Yerushalmi.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would not rest until it catches those responsible for the killings, adding that his government is committed to achieving a deal to release the remaining hostages. Senior Hamas officials said that Israel, in its refusal to sign a ceasefire agreement, was to blame for the deaths.
Reuters correspondent Francesca Lana. The streets of central Tel Aviv were filled with tens of thousands of protesters on Sunday evening, calling on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to do more to bring home the remaining hostages in Gaza. Israel on Sunday said it recovered the bodies of the 6 hostages from a tunnel in Gaza where they were apparently killed shortly before its troops reached them. Protesters blocked roads in Jerusalem and demonstrated outside the Prime Minister's residence, while Israel's trade union called for a general strike on Monday to further pressure the government into securing a hostage deal. Palestinian health authorities and United Nations agencies on Sunday began a large-scale campaign of vaccinations against polio in the Gaza Strip. They hope to prevent an outbreak in the territory that has been ravaged by the Israel-Hamas war. Authorities plan to vaccinate children in central Gaza until Wednesday before moving on to the more devastated north and south. This is VOA News. Russia said on Sunday it downed over 150 drones in one of the biggest Ukrainian drone attacks of the war. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russia's defense ministry added that the drone attack came overnight, with 2 drones over Moscow and 9 over the surrounding region. The majority of the drones were over the Kursk region, where Ukraine has sent its forces in recent weeks, in the largest incursion on Russian soil since World War II. Since the beginning of the year, Ukraine has stepped up aerial assaults on Russian soil, targeting refineries and oil terminals to slow down the Kremlin's assault on Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Alternative for Germany, or AfD, was on track on Sunday to become the first far-right party to win a regional election in Germany since World War II, projections showed, but was almost certain to be excluded from power by rival parties. With a year to go until Germany's national election, the results look punishing for Social Democrat Chancellor Olaf Scholz's coalition. All 3 parties lost votes, with junior partners, the Greens and Free Democrats, on the cusp of missing the 5% threshold needed to stay in parliament. Beijing will host the 2024 African Summit from Wednesday to Friday, with hopes to pitch green tech exports to African leaders. VOA's Christina Manenti reports.
China will urge a summit of 50 African nations in Beijing this week to take more of its goods before Western curbs kick in on its exports in exchange for more pledges of loans and investment. But the African leaders arriving in the Chinese capital may not be easily persuaded. They will want to hear how China plans to meet an unfulfilled pledge from the previous summit in 2021 to buy $300 billion worth of goods and ask about incomplete Chinese-funded infrastructure projects. Last year, China offered 13 loans of just $4.2 billion to 8 African states and 2 regional banks. Data from Boston University's Global Development Policy Center showed, with about $500 million for hydropower and solar projects. Christina Manenti, VOA News.
Pope Francis is making the longest, farthest, and most challenging trip of his pontiff when he goes to Asia and Oceania this week. He will clock 32,814 kilometers by air Monday through September 13th in Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore, far surpassing any of his 44 previous trips, and notches one of the longest papal trips ever in terms of days on the road and distances traveled. That's no small feat for a pope who turns 88 in December, uses a wheelchair, and lost part of a lung to a respiratory infection as a young man. Download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.